Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Elaine the Brain Terso. And I'm here with my dear friend, Lisa Condon, who's going to be one of our panelists at the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit happening on July 12th. That is such a mouthful. And so, Lisa, for those of the people that may be listening or watching that don't know how fabulous you are, will you take a moment and tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So first of all, Elaine, I'm so excited to be here with you. So thank you. And I'm also equally as excited, if not more, to be a panelist on July 12th. Very, very excited about that whole day. It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So I am Lisa Condon, and I am a consultant, strategist, and executive coach. I own Lisa Condon Enterprises, and my whole mission in life is to spark inspiration, innovation, and collaboration through gratitude. And through that, everything grows. And so your business grows, your person grows, and we go from there. I just want to spread that out into the world. So that is who I am.
Yeah. So using gratitude as a part of a customer experience, can you talk a little bit about what does that actually mean? What does that look like? How do you know if a business is running on gratitude?
Absolutely. So the very first thing about gratitude is it's not all about just the thank you. Thank yous are incredibly important, right? Thanking you somebody for the business, thanking somebody even for the follow-up and the conversation, or even the opportunity to win business. So, but to me, that's pretty basic stuff. For me, when I think about customer service in a company and how I know they're living in that space of gratitude, number one, it's how they're vendors and customers and clients talk about them. That is really important. The other piece is how are they displaying their values? And so if I look at a purpose and promise of a company, mission and vision, whatever you want to call it, one of the things that I personally look for is what are they saying? And then are they living it? Because if they are aligned with the way they run their business, the way they support their staff, the way they approach me as a customer, as a client, then I know that they're really in alignment with their why and why they're doing what they want to be doing. And that in itself provides just this values-based joy in the work that you're doing. You can also feel when things are out of alignment. You just know. Maybe the front staff workers are miserable. You know, you go into a Starbucks and you know a happy Starbucks versus a not happy Starbucks. And people will go and drive an extra couple of miles to go to the happier Starbucks because of the way it makes them feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very much like I can easily go and order clothes off of Amazon. Ugh. But I would rather drive 20 minutes to this boutique that I know is going to give me custom clothes. They're going to write my name on the board. You can tell that they're so happy to work there. You can tell that they love what they do.
You know, it's interesting you talk about being written on the board. There's something about that connection point with being seen and yeah, just being known. And there's a bed and breakfast here where I live, and it's a vegan bed and breakfast, and I'm very good friends with the owner. But one of the things that she does is she has this beautiful chalkboard. And when people are coming for an event or for a stay, she writes their names on the board, and she is truly a hostess for the mostest. And when I come over or when she's having a girls gathering, all of our names get put on that board, and I love it. But mm-hmm. She truly lives in that space of joy and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And therefore it is every little touch in her B&B. You can see it. It shines through. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's those little details, like micro details. It's that handwritten card that comes with your order, right? Or it's a little extra sticker, or it's something that just like you, when you're just going a little bit above and beyond. And it doesn't have to be something that costs thousands of dollars, right? It's a little tiny gesture that just says, thank you. Thank you. You could have chosen anybody, but you chose us.
I agree. And it's also that feeling of being seen, because, you know, you think back to Business 101 and, you know, knowing your audience. Well, knowing your audience is incredibly important, especially in the customer service arena, especially this day and age, because technology could take over everything if you wanted it to. So understanding that Lisa Condon enjoys getting mail, and I do. I want to get mail every day. There's something about it for me. I just love it. So when I get a handwritten card or I get a thank you, you know, my husband just got brownies the other day from a client that he did work with years ago, or I should say he was their client years ago. And on his birthday month, he still gets the brownies. It's those types of things where you're remembered, you're loved, you're seen. Now, other people really enjoy getting emails. Others enjoy getting flowers, whatever it might be. That being seen and that little uniqueness that says, hey, I'm Elaine Turso and I like X, Y, and Z. And they've come to know you as their client.
Yeah. There is one thing I love is that, you know, when you get to be like online, and you get to showcase your personality and who you are. I know that I feel seen and heard when people send me all the time. Guess what they send me?
I'm going to say friend stuff.
And the anything with the F word.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, there's that too, of course. All the F things.
all the things that say fuck and anything that has to do with friends. Not even joking. Even though every single time. And so people send me stuff just out of the blue. Saw this and thought of you. I just saw this and I knew you had to have it. And I'm like, oh my God, like how sweet is that? You know? Yeah. And it makes you like, I was talking about, what did I do with it? I was talking about this the other day. I don't know where I put it. Somebody that's in our polka dot community sent me this amazing fold-out card of my trip to Paris with Paige. And it was filled with all of our pictures. And just like, I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, thank you, Carol Ward. So I had to make a TikTok video and I tagged her in it. And she was just like, oh, and I'm like, who does that? I think it's right here. Like, who does that? She did. Like, look at this.
Amazing. Look at that. That is amazing. I love it.
Oh, and I'm just like that to me, and I'm not even a customer.
Yeah.
But I'm like, makes me want to be one.
And that's exactly it. You know, it's, you know, I received in the mail. So I had a press release go out, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago locally, and a local bank that I do not use, I am not their customer at all. They took the newspaper article, they laminated it, and they sent it to me in the mail. Now, wow, truly wow. I was touched by them. And so, you know, next time I'm opening an account or looking for to do some type of business, I will look at them. They were never even on my radar before, right? Not even on my radar. So it is those things. And so when you think about customer service, right, kind of going back to that, there really is this thing about your current customer or your current client, but also your future. And what are you doing to cultivate those relationships, you know, including what you call them? Are they customers? Are they clients? Are they, you know, what else people
prospects
call them?
Prospects and leads and all that.
Prospects and leads, right. Whatever you want to call them. But, but the reality is relationship, being seen and doing that extra, you know, doing the sprinkle again, whatever you want to call it. That's where people want to work with people they like. They also want to work with people that they enjoy being around and that feel like they know them and they have a relationship. Yeah.
Makes them feel special. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. 100%. So what would you say would be one thing that a business owner could start doing today in order to embody gratitude in their business?
So easy step is really understanding the journey of the thank you. So if you take a look at when are you saying thank you, how are you saying thank you, and are you doing it at all the right touch points within your relationship journey with your client? Because just saying it at the end, or just having a little thing on your invoice that says thank you for your business, is not enough. Yeah. It's really thanking them at the time that you're even able to propose a solution for them, and thanking them for the opportunity. That is a big, that's a big place to do it. And then along the way, and also making sure that it's not generic, you know. And one of the things that you could do is script it out for each one to at least give you a start of what you want to say, and then add something unique in each one. But looking at that thank you journey.
Yes, I love that so much. I cannot wait to continue this conversation at the summit. I think this is going to be a really great way. Like, I just love like all of the speakers all have a different expertise or thought or perspective on this whole customer experience thing. And so I love that yours is focused on gratitude, right? And I love that someone else is focused on this element. There's so many different elements to this that I really feel like we'll be able to really capture the essence of the true customer experience from start to finish and everything in between, to really help people, I think, like try something new. And to really go, you know what, we could step this up a little bit. We could make a tiny little change in our business today in order to completely change everything. You just never know what could come out of that. So I'm so excited for this.
You know, Elaine, I just want to thank you, because when you think about customer service and the customer experience, people talk a lot about it. Some take action. But to have a summit that is truly focused on it, where those who attend are really going to walk away with tangible things that will absolutely change their business overnight, that's a big, big deal. And so I just appreciate that you're doing it and bringing it all to this next level. So thank you for that. And thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. I'm really excited.
Of course. I couldn't imagine it without you. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Elaine.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at ElaineTurso.com.